what we're talking about, folks, a Jewish world empire. A lot of people don't want to call the New World Order that because the New World Order is a less controversial way of describing it, but the reality is that these are the forces behind what we call the New World Order, and we saw them in action this weekend, this past weekend, in Irvine, California, in nice, genteel Irvine, California. Nice upper middle class area, lots of business, lots of white collar enterprises, just really traditional America right here in the West Coast. But no, not even in Irvine, California is freedom safe. And believe it or not, it was an old line American corporation, one of the most respected names in American industry, the Marriott Company. The Marriott Company and its employees allowed themselves to be used by the organized Jewish groups in America. They allowed themselves to be used in a campaign of terrorism, and that's what it was, folks, a campaign of terrorism against a group of Americans from all over the United States who assembled at the Irvine Marriott Hotel for the No More Wars for Israel conference. And I can tell you, folks, that the reason why I didn't do the program on Friday was because just minutes before that program was scheduled to take place, there was what amounted to, it really was what our Jewish friends would call a Gestapo-style raid on the suite of the organizers of the conference, basically telling us to get the hell out of the Marriott. We're talking about Jewish fascism, ladies and gentlemen, and my God, we need to defeat Jewish fascism, Judeo-fascism. When we come back, I'm going to talk in more detail about it. It was one hell of an interesting weekend, if not a bit complicated. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And, the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you today from California, where I came, as you know, this past weekend for the No More Wars for Israel conference, and it did happen. But it took a lot for it to happen. Folks, as you know, if you're regular listeners, we've been promoting this program. On this program, we've been promoting that conference also in the pages of American Free Press and in a special mailing to the readers of American Free Press in Southern California. Actually, several regular listeners to this program were in attendance. One of them I can mention safely so as not to cause him any security problems because he talked about it right here on the program, Jim from Texas. And I want to tell you, it's a great pleasure to meet Jim. He's a great guy, lots of fun to be with. And I'll tell you something funny just for the record. Neither Mark Glenn nor I had ever met Jim, and I predicted that Jim was going to be a big fat man, and Mark predicted that Jim was going to be a little skinny guy. Well, you know what? Jim from Texas is a very good-looking, very athletic man who looks like he belongs on the back of a horse or in a gunfight in the streets of Laredo. Very interesting guy, Jim from Texas. A couple other folks were there, too, who are regular listeners to this program, but I won't endanger them by mentioning them, but some of them are regular callers, and you know who they are. But in any case, we had a good turnout among the people who were registered, who were flying in from across the country and who were booking into the hotel, the Irvine Marriott. Of course, we had to keep the location of the hotel secret for as long as possible so as to prevent what we knew could happen and, in fact, did happen, efforts to stop the conference from happening. Well, as it was, folks, there were lots of people who were intending to come to the conference, people from the Southern California area, and I can assure you that we had a lot of people who did intend to come and did show up at the Irvine Marriott, but they were turned away from the Irvine Marriott by the management there, I would say by the corrupt or corrupted management of the Irvine Marriott, and let them sue me, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper. You can serve papers on me at 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Suite number 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. If the corrupt or corrupted management of the Irvine Marriott wish to sue me for calling them what they are, please sue me. I'd love to meet with you in court. In any case, the corrupt or corrupted management of the Irvine Marriott told people on the first full day of the conference that the conference had been canceled. People were arriving, and they were telling people the conference was canceled by the organizers. That's a lie. The organizers of the No More Wars for Israel conference never canceled the conference. In fact, the conference continued. What happened was that two days before the conference, the corrupt or corrupted management of the Irvine Marriott, fronted for by one Valley O'Donnell, they contacted the organizers of the conference and told them that the conference was required to place a gigantic deposit, not a cash deposit, but a credit deposit, to hold the conference through the weekend. The only problem with that, folks, is that was never part of the written, signed contract, which had been signed almost a month before. In other words, as I put it when it was described to me, what they were trying to do was change a hubcap on the wheel of a speeding vehicle. Well, the thing is, that was an attempt to void the contract. It was an attempt to put the conference out of business. And we realized at that point that, in fact, the Irvine Marriott had indeed been corrupted or co-opted by outside forces, because we had been made aware that there was an ongoing effort by forces of the Jewish community to determine where the conference was being held in Southern California. In Orange County, they had even deployed someone who purported to be an Irvine Police Department official who was calling around warning that an anti-Semitic, racist, neo-Nazi, pro-terrorist outfit was going to hold a conference at some hotel, and they were trying to determine what hotel it was. Well, when all was said and done, the Marriott management at the Irvine Marriott did indeed pull a fast one. Now, at the very last minute then, the organizers of the conference tried to work out multiple arrangements with the Irvine Marriott management, but it was very, very clear, and I happened to sit in on one of the conferences, one that took place just about an hour before I was scheduled to go on the show here on Friday night, and it became very, very clear that something was afoot. There were different comments made. There were different little, shall we say, nuances in the discussions that led me to believe, from my personal observation, that yes, indeed, something was going on. Well, it was not long after that that, what as I say, it came across like a police state operation. I was in the suite of Mr. Fields and several of the other organizers. Mark Glenn didn't happen to be there at the moment. He was rushing around trying to find a contingency in the event that this conference was scuttled at that hotel. And not only did the management from the hotel arrive there at the presidential suite on the 17th floor where the conference office was being located, more or less, but a whole raft of security people. Because, of course, don't forget, it was a bunch of evil Nazis, evil pro-terrorist types. They were there to serve papers on the conference organizers to say, there will be no conference in this hotel. This is Friday evening when many, many people were arriving from around the country. Exhausted folks coming in on airlines, maybe coming in by bus, by train, who knows. But relying on the conference organizers who in turn had relied upon the management of the Marriott, not knowing that Valley O'Donnell and the other folks at the Irvine Marriott had been corrupted or controlled, blackmailed, who knows how they used it, what threats they used against them, but they were playing games and they put the conference in a position of being stopped in that hotel. This, folks, bear in mind, despite the fact that there were paying customers already checked into the hotel. I remember one gentleman from Pennsylvania. I know another couple from California. Jim from Texas. People from all over. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they managed to shut the conference out of that hotel. But, thanks to the organizers, the conference was kept alive. Well, folks, I just learned that Joe Fields, one of the primary organizers of the conference, is joining us here on the other line. I'm glad to hear Joe's listening in live here tonight. Joe, come on up.
Hello, Mike. We survived.
Yes, indeed, we did. You know, Joe,
we're survivors now.
What's that?
We're survivors now.
Well, you know, Joe, it was a real Holocaust. You know, I've been describing the negativity of what happened on Friday, and I just like any of these people who are listening in tonight to kind of put themselves in the position of someone who flew clear across the country, checking into a nice hotel with the expectation that the next day they were going to be, for the next couple days, they were going to be a guest in that hotel, treated decently, that they were going to spend their money in that hotel, only to have the hotel tell them that, well, you can stay here, but we're not going to let you have your conference here, and you can get the hell out. And isn't that exactly what happened, Joe?
That's exactly what happened. And Mike, you were down with me. We met with the people in the business office. There was one woman there who she looked like she had ice in her veins. She reminded me of Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes, I believe that was Miss Harris, if I recall her name correctly.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And they came up. We had a hospitality suite there, which, you know, thank God we got it. I almost didn't. But if we didn't have it, we wouldn't have had a function there Friday night.
That's right.
And it also served as kind
of
a command post
to get people together. It made it possible for many of the people in attendance to come and join us.
Yes. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can, Joe, yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, it also served as a kind of a command post where we would, you know, call people, get them together in one room, and then prepare them to be shuttled to the actual two venues that we had. You know, they tried to shut us out. They did slow us down a bit the first day and the second day, but when this was all said and done, we had our conference.
We broadcasted it
all over the world. We are going to have DVDs available, and they didn't stop us. We won.
That's right. You see, there was the ultimate victory. Unfortunately, a lot of local people from, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a lot of local people who were not checking into the hotel but who planned to come in on Friday morning, they did come in only to be told the conference had been canceled, and that was an absolute lie.
Yes.
Absolute 100% lie. And as you say, thank God for that suite, because at one point we had many, many of the registered people coming up there. And, you know, I tell you what's really interesting, and this needs to be pointed out, very late at night, well into the wee hours of the morning, Mark Glenn and several other folks were driving all over that neighborhood in Irvine at the various hotels that are there, trying to arrange to transfer our conference to a meeting hall in one of those hotels. And it became very, very clear that the word was out that no hotel in that area was to give any room over to the No More Wars for Israel conference. Now,
right.
Joe, talk about a police state, and we will talk more about that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here. We have Joe Fields, one of the primary organizers of the No More Wars for Israel conference, aboard with us. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. Package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Yes, folks, despite the efforts of the Anti-Defamation League, and by the way, folks, also the Department of Homeland Security, to try to scuttle the No More Wars for Israel conference, it happened. We found out that one of the participants in, or I should say that we found out that the Department of Homeland Security personally contacted friends in on the West Coast of one of the participants in the No More Wars for Israel conference, contacted one of the participants' friends to find out if that particular participant had yet arrived on the West Coast. I'm not going to name that person in particular, but our friends at the Anti-Defamation League and at the Department of Homeland Security know who I'm talking about. It. So suffice it to say, I will say this much to them here on the air tonight: you can go to hell, because that's where you belong. We have Joe Fields with us. Joe, I think you put it all in perspective. Despite all the problems, despite the fact that we had to move the conference itself to another venue, virtually everybody who had come from across the country stayed with us, and we had a good solid number of people there for both days, well into late in the afternoon on Sunday. And even though I had to leave a little bit early on Sunday, the second conference hall where we continued the conference was full of a lot of enthusiastic people, and I don't think I'm exaggerating. What do you have to say about that?
No, and actually, I think it bonded a lot of people together, and it gave us an even better spirit than we would have had if everything had gone according to plan. I remember seeing this once before in 1989 when the legitimate IHR held a conference in Costa Mesa, and we ended up running around, and we found a very friendly German restaurant that put us up for the weekend. They can try to stop us, but they're not going to, and the reason they want to stop us is they can't afford for this topic to be discussed and anything to be done about it. And more people are waking up to who's running this country.
You know, Joe, I want to jump in here and say this. It was not Italian-American organizations trying to stop us, or Croatian-Americans or Chinese-Americans. It wasn't even the NAACP trying to stop us. It wasn't, it was Jewish-American organizations. And that's why I'm calling on honest, patriotic Jewish Americans out there who are listening in tonight, people who reject these police state tactics by groups such as the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, to start speaking out, because I'm here to make a prediction, not a threat, but a prediction. I'm going to predict tonight that if Jewish Americans, honest, patriotic Jewish Americans, do not stand up right now and denounce the police state tactics of the Anti-Defamation League, and do not denounce the State of Israel, which is the foreign principal, the foreign controller of the Anti-Defamation League and these other terroristic groups here in the United States, it is going to backfire on American Jews and Americans who value traditional principles and constitutional freedoms are going to start blaming not Jewish organizations, and not just Israel and pro-Israeli organizations, but they're going to start blaming, quote-unquote, the Jews. So it's incumbent upon, quote-unquote, the Jews to start coming around and supporting American traditions and rejecting the kind of nonsense and police state tactics that we saw in Irvine, California, of all places, over this past weekend.
Well, you know, Mike, I think we had a longer conference and a better conference. That conference actually ended around 9:30. It was packed with speakers. And what we need, I don't know if you've put this out to the people out there yet or not, but they did put a tremendous financial hurt on us.
Okay.
There were several speakers there who, they're great patriots. One of them is Robert Brock, Ellen Mariani, people who, you know, they're fighters, but they're very low on resources. They were supposed to be their airline tickets taken care of and everything, and we just couldn't do it because of the situation created where there was a huge loss of income. So if anyone out there can help us out, I don't know if they can send to a foundation to defend the First Amendment or to Mark Glenn, but please do so if you can afford to, because there are a lot of good patriots who have been hurt financially by the shenanigans of the ADL, the Irvine PD, and all of the other criminals who tried to stop this conference.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing to mention. I actually, it's kind of ironic because I came out there to Irvine carrying a nice check from the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment to the Irvine Marriott with the expectation that that would help cover at least some of the hotel costs, which, of course, well, that turned into another story altogether. But that check has not been cashed, nor has it yet been voided. But those funds are still available to help cover costs. But I don't know how much is left. But if anyone wants to make a tax deductible donation to the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment and earmark it for the No More Wars for Israel conference, FDFA will be glad to make sure those funds are available. And like I say, those people can make a tax deductible donation. We'll talk about that when we come back, and then we'll talk more about the conference as well. Glad you brought that up, Joe. Very important point. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We have Joe Fields with us tonight. It was Joe, actually. He was the on-the-ground man in California organizing the conference, working in conjunction with Joe Fields and a lot of other good people, volunteers all. Nobody made a penny off this conference. And as Joe indicated, the conference is still running a bit of a deficit, but I'll tell you what I want you to do, folks. Get your pen and paper handy, and I'm going to come back and give you an address or addresses that you can make a donation to help cover the remaining expenses of the conference. And one of those addresses, you can actually make, it's a tax-deductible donation. You can make the donation and write it off on your 2007 income taxes. Perfectly legal. It's a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. So before I give that information out, I think I should mention one real highlight of the conference. And guess what, folks? We have one of the other participants. I'm going to bring him up in a minute. Jim from Texas is aboard with us. But, folks, I want to tell you what happened. Those of us who were still remaining in the hotel, those of us who were registered guests there, plus a few other people who did drive in and did not get turned away, we gathered outside the hotel with signs saying "No more wars for Israel" and marched down to the corner by the hotel and stood there shouting at the tops of our voices, "No more wars for Israel." At the same time this was going on, Dr. Hashem Talawi, who broadcasts his own program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Dr. Talawi was broadcasting at least partially live from right there in front of the Irvine Marriott. I believe, I was interviewed by Hashem, as were several of the other participants, including Professor Ray Goodwin of Texas and Paul Fromm, our friend from Canada, who came on down to participate in this conference. But in any case, there were people driving by, ladies and gentlemen, when they saw the signs that said, "No more wars for Israel." They didn't know who we were. They were tooting their horns and giving us thumbs up. I'm sure it was a big surprise to those people to see Americans out there exercising their First Amendment rights on a controversial question. And the very fact that complete strangers were driving by and tooting the horns and giving the thumbs up demonstrates, as I've said time and time again, that there are a lot of people out in the American grassroots. They may not call into this program, they may not subscribe to American Free Press, but they do know what's going on. And somebody who does call into this program and who subscribes to American Free Press is with us, and I'm going to bring Jim from Texas up just momentarily. But if you have your pen and paper handy, folks, and you would like to make a donation to the foundation to defend the First Amendment, that's very simply FDFA, and the address, incidentally, it's the same address as the Office of American Free Press. You can get that on the Internet, but it's 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003. That's 2 3 0s and a 3. 20003. Make your check out just very simply to FDFA in whatever amount you want. And in the lower left-hand corner of the check, write, "No more wars for Israel." And the people at the FDFA office will deposit that check. You will get a receipt, and you can apply that donation in whatever amount to your 2007 federal income taxes that you file in 2008. So if you want to make a donation of $500 or $10,000, I don't think there's that $10,000 deficit at No More Wars for Israel, but we can assure you that we will help cover that deficit through your donations through FDFA. And FDFA still has funds available for the No More Wars for Israel conference. In fact, FDFA covered my expenses for the trip, my hotel room, my airline fare. So FDFA has helped put up money towards covering the costs of this conference and some of the things we needed to do to get it done. Anyway, that having been said, Joe Fields, you're still aboard with us, aren't you?
I'm here, Mike.
Okay, we're going to bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, welcome aboard, or welcome back.
Joe and Mike, I think that I've contributed my fair amount because I spent a weekend in hell with you fellows out there.
Oh, you did, Jim.
Okay, we all know what we went through, the ups, the downs, the sideways, and the whole bit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But despite Abraham Boxman's and Marvin Heyer's best efforts, we still pulled it off.
That's right.
Maybe to a limited degree, but we still pulled it off. Okay.
You know, it kind of reminded me, I felt like we were all kind of getting into a lifeboat off a sinking ship and rowing to a rescue ship when we went to the other venue.
Mike, can I interrupt for just one second?
Go ahead.
I have three conference people. A couple of them are speakers that I still have to take to the airport right
now. Okay, well, listen,
Joe, I'll have to beg off.
Do that, and you give them my regards and my thanks for everything they did to help make it all possible.
Will do, and thank you too, Mike. And, Jim, it was great meeting you.
All right.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, I don't know if you heard, I don't know where you are, it doesn't really matter, but...
Hey, I'm back in Corpus Christi.
Okay, well, you got a real live dose of something that, you know, we talk about it on this show all the time, but I guess people can't really appreciate it until they actually see it, until they actually see a nice, clean-cut American corporation like Marriott turn into spineless pieces of jelly, and not even necessarily that. I'll tell you, as Joe said, that one woman from the Marriott management, she had ice in her eyes, ice in her veins. It was like, actually, we speculated that the woman may have been Jewish, but it's no question but that she was working for the Jews when she did what she did to interfere with the First Amendment rights of assembly of all of these good people from around the country, really from around the world, who came there to Irvine. And, Jim, I told you and I told a lot of people out there, I've been through incidents like this before, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a case of never again.
Mike,
yeah.
Describe these people as prostitutes would be to give prostitutes a bad name.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. These people that did this, I know that a lot of them didn't know what they were doing, and these are probably otherwise most of them, most of the staff there, they didn't have any idea what was going on, but there were a few people there on the staff who did know what was going on, and they seemed to take particular relish in doing what they were doing.
Right. Mike, they're serving their masters, and they know they're serving their masters, and they expect to get something for serving their masters. And as far as the ones that didn't know what they were doing, Well, they belong in a home for the mentally infirmed, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, those people who witnessed some of what was happening, and as I was checking out, you know, when you check out of a hotel, they normally say to you, "We hope you enjoyed your stay," et cetera, et cetera. You know, I told them myself. I said, and it just so happened it was the daytime manager, the manager of the hotel, who was actually checking me out. I said to him, I said, what you people did here over this weekend, serving the interests of the Jews, is the kind of thing that's going to come back. It's hurting this country, and it hurts you as human beings. And I said a lot more than that, maybe in a tone I can't even try to recreate on the air. And you know, thank God, Ellen Mariani, this woman who lost her husband on 911, due to the criminal behavior of the Israeli Mossad that orchestrated the 911 terrorist attacks, Ellen Mariani was standing there in the lobby, and she heard me talking to the manager, and she nodded her head, and she said, "That's right," pointing at me. She said, "Everything he said is true." And, you know, Ellen Mariani, I had met her before, but I really got to know Ellen at this conference. We need more Americans like Ellen. This is a woman who just spent her life minding her own business, taking care of her husband, taking care of her family, working in business, and then she got to see American corruption in the courts and high-level intrigue by the Zionist groups, you know, at all levels over this issue of 911, and it was a real wake-up call to her. But God forbid that most Americans would have to go through what Ellen Mariani went through.
Right, and Mike, I called her the Mary Widow.
That's right.
It's not something that, you know, that's detrimental to her, because she's going to fight the fight and she don't care. And she laughed when I called her the Mary Widow.
That's right. No, Ellen is just a real inspiration. I'm amazed at the, you know, she's such a sweet woman, but she's very tough. And you know, at one point she said, you know, she doesn't want money from the government. The one thing she wanted, she said, "I just wanted my Neil."
She wants the truth.
Yeah.
That's what she wants.
Yeah, and this is somebody who had been basically apolitical all her life, but then September 11th changed everything for her. And she has seen it. She's seen the corruption inside this court system with Judge Hellerstein and all these crooked lawyers, all these people, all these parasites who've swooped down, and you know, I tell you, the quality of the people, Jim. I tell you, it's very, very interesting. We had less people there than we would have expected because so many people were turned away. But I have to say this much, that I was particularly impressed because I've been to a lot of conferences and a lot of places here in this country over the past 25 years, and I was impressed myself particularly with the quality of the people who were in attendance. These were smart, well-informed people who knew what was going on, and you know, I think that's part of the reason, Jim, why we were able to all survive it as we did. You know, people were, you know, it's uncomfortable when you're trying to get into your hotel room and you can't get in, or you know, the conference you're attending has been shut down. But everybody instinctively understood what was going on, and it was like we all kind of held each other's hands through the conference.
Mike, we, in my opinion, we were the diehards.
That's right.
We were the name that you've assumed of Michael Collins, which was the Irish patriot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he would not give up under any circumstance. He's going to fight to the bitter end, and that's the diehards that were left there, you know, the ones that stayed there through the bitter, and you know how bitter it was. It was a bitter weekend, let's
mm-hmm.
face facts.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but these are diehards that says, "Here I stand, and I will go no further." That's it.
Yeah.
That's the group that was there.
Yeah, and you know, I tell you, I really feel bad for so many good people who were intending to come to the conference and then did show up, or they called the hotel and they were told by these liars, these criminal liars in the management, the corrupted staff of the Irvine Marriott who told these people that the conference had been canceled. See, and you know, I tell you, one of the attendees at the conference is an attorney, not a self-taught attorney, not someone who has a law degree from nowhere. This is a real live attorney who's been involved in a lot of criminal cases, civil cases of all types, and once he was given the overview of what had happened, he said very definitively that at least in any other instance, there would be multiple civil counts against the Irvine Marriott and its management, not to mention the Irvine Police Department and certainly the Anti-Defamation League and any other Jewish, quote-unquote, community organization that was involved in scuttling the conference.
And, Mike, that takes us right back to where we were with the Ellen Mariani bit. She has been through the same thing that we go through. The entire judicial system is arraigned against us.
This brings us full circle to what I was talking about earlier. You know, when Jewish organizations like the ADL start exercising their special clout and start corrupting the police departments and corrupting the court systems and making it impossible for law-abiding people to exercise basic rights of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech, they put themselves in the position of setting themselves up for very bad things, because you and I, Jim, we're law-abiding folks, you know? But I can tell you,
Except for our march out on the street on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that was law-abiding, too. We kept our protest in the legal parameters. But, you know, there are a lot of people, you push them too far, and then they strike back. And this is what is going to happen in the whole conduct of our U.S. foreign policy, because that was why we had this conference, no more wars for Israel. We keep seeing the body bags coming back from Iraq, and now these same insane warmongers want to get us involved in Iran. And what's going to happen, as I say, is that Americans are going to start blaming the Jews. And then what's going to happen is that there are going to be attacks on Jewish synagogues. There are going to be attacks on Jewish people and Jewish-owned stores. And it'll be just like the kind of thing that the Jews are always saying is about to happen, and it will happen. And it's because of the fact, as the late Pakita de Shishmaref always said, the Jews have no sense of timing and they have no sense of proportion. And they keep on pushing and they keep on pushing, and people get mad at them. And I have
to
say,
you've just described to me nirvana, okay? What could happen, should happen. You've just described it. Nirvana is a perfect description of that.
Well, you know, Jim, this is my country. I was born here in the United States. I've always been reasonably law-abiding. You know, thank God I can't be drafted. But, you know, I have a lot of friends and family members who have children who could be drafted. I have friends who are in the military right now who could end up dying in one of these endless wars for Israel. And I know that there are a lot of Americans who are getting very, very frustrated and very, very angry. And the problem is, if you're not allowed to have your honest outlet for freedom of speech and freedom of expression, then your mind starts turning towards striking back. And see, this is why I'm just telling the Jews in the United States, they've got to behave themselves. They've got to start trying to act like Americans. They've got to get rid of their idea that they're superior to the rest of us, that they have more of a right to an existence on this earth than anybody else.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. That song is Don't Fear the Reaper. Well, I do fear the Reaper because the Grim Reaper is standing above the globe right now. The Grim Reaper is the state of Israel and its madmen here on American soil who are carrying out the interests of what we call the New World Order, but which is nothing more than the age-old Jewish dream of world domination. And this attempt we made, this successful attempt we made to have a conference this weekend, I would hope is just an opening now, and that people all over the world, I understand, are hearing about it on the internet about what happened. We heard a little bit earlier tonight from Joe Fields, one of the organizers, and we heard from, and Jim is still with us, Jim from Texas, who came out there and got a good dose firsthand of this this criminal mentality. I guess, Jim, it probably confirmed all your worst suspicions and probably hardened your resolve.
And, Mike, that's one of the great things I can take from what happened this weekend.
Yeah.
That we found a bunch of resolute people who will not bend, who will not break, just like your gnome de plume, Michael Collins Piper, which you adopted the Collins after the Irish Patriot, and he was a personification of 800 years of fighting the English. 800 years, and they still would not bend. You can't break people that are willing to fight for 800 years.
Yeah. No, and Jim, it was so interesting. I mean, we were all exhausted out there. I mean, it was like sometimes we didn't know where we were going to go, if we were going to be able to go anywhere at all.
Hey, Mike, I'm still hurting.
Mark Len was running around at 3 or 4 in the morning, driving up and down the street to be repeatedly turned away at the inn. And I don't think that parallel is inaccurate here. He was turned away at all of these inns because all of these inns, all these respectable hotels whose names we see in all the advertising brochures, they were all told, don't let these people in your hotel. And, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to send this message out to other folks out there. You know, right now you say, oh, well, the hotel turned you away because you're against wars for Israel. But as the Fox police, as the Jewish controllers continue to crack down on freedom of speech and freedom of expression in this country, it's going to turn into a situation where anybody with any sort of political idea is not going to be able to hold an open forum in any hotel. So don't kid yourselves. Don't kid yourselves, folks, that just because you don't talk about Israel, you don't talk about Jewish groups like the Anti-Defamation League, believe me, they're going to come after you, too, eventually. And we all learned some real good lessons. And, Jim, I'll just say that it was a great pleasure to meet you, Jim. I've always enjoyed talking to you on the phone. And so finally getting to meet you in person simply confirmed all the good feelings I've always had about you. So I congratulate you for having come out there and stuck with us, and it was much appreciated.
And, Mike, one of the best things that happened was the people that come by and honked their horns and stuck their fingers out the window with the V sign.
That's right.
Tells me we have some hope.
That's okay. Right. There are people out there that support us. All right, Jim, we're wrapping it up for the evening. I'll be here tomorrow night, God willing, folks. So I hope you learned something here. Videotapes of that No More Wars for Israel conference will be held, and we'll make sure you know where to get them. With